So looking from a more positive and hopeful side, I suppose, COVID-19 also has presented a lot of opportunities for us. I'm really curious to hear if there's any particular financial innovation that you're especially excited about and could share with us.
Oh, sure. I mean, actually, I'm thinking about something that you and I have talked about in other settings, which is the payment technologies that are coming on board that are very exciting and particularly exciting at a time like this. For example, fast payment systems and central bank digital currencies. And this is a good time to begin investing in the deployment of those systems. Let me give you a simple example. In China, when the COVID crisis hit, the central government instructed all the banks to take all the paper money and to disinfect it using ultraviolet and heat. And this is a good time to think about the opportunity that the government would have had when making those COVID crisis payments to all U.S. taxpayers. I don't know if you heard, but there was quite a difficulty in getting the money to people in a timely way, some of it involving paper checks, some of it involving people that didn't have proper bank accounts, the financial inclusion problem. With a digital form of Federal Reserve money that anyone can have on their mobile phone, that helicopter drop of government money could have gone directly, instantly to everyone with a digital dollar payment. A third reason that the COVID crisis is a good time to invest is that any infrastructure that's for, you know, highly beneficial to the economy is the timing for it is a time like this, when the economy is rocked by low demand and we need so-called shovel-ready projects that the government can spend money on in a good way. Spending money on payment system infrastructure, this is exactly the right time to do it. It can be done with social distancing. The technology efforts and expenses can be incurred at a time when workers might otherwise be idle, and the payoff in the long run for an improved payment system, a more open banking system with financial inclusion, it has so many different promising benefits, and we should be on track to invest in that right now.
Yeah, that's definitely a very exciting area, which, as you know, is an area that I have also done a lot of research academically and will be working for full-time to design this architect for central bank digital currency. So what do you think is the main hurdle that we need to get through? Is it the technology side or to map out what this new monetary policy would look like?
I think on the technology side, there's a lot of work to be done. It's not clear exactly what the best technology should be. China has introduced its own central bank digital currency, although it's just testing it now. And its technology is, I think, a reasonable approach. China's way ahead on mobile payments than any other country. But that's not to say necessarily that the US model is going to be the same as the model adopted in China. But in any case, there are technology considerations, like what are the APIs? What are the best APIs? How do we make digital dollars fungible across all users so that no one has to worry that they have the right point of sale terminal and everyone is moving the same kind of digital dollar to each other when they're making payments? So those technical problems, every bank has its own deposit ledgers, which are all different from each other. It's not easy to move money quickly through the banking system or across countries, cross-border. But there are technologies ready for implementation that would use highly consolidated, simple ledgers that cover the entire banking system, in which each bank would be able to record its own customers' deposits privately and not know about the deposits of customers of other banks, and yet they would all be using a single ledger. I just was reading a white paper on that from a local Silicon Valley firm called M10. Very exciting development. You asked about whether the challenges are more technical than policy. I think there are equally challenging policy decisions to be made by the Fed. Does the Fed want to leave this all to the private sector and have private digital currencies? Libra last year was an entrant that got pushed down pretty quickly because it didn't meet, at least it didn't have a plan to meet that was apparent, all of the regulatory standards around anti-money laundering, tax evasion, countering the financing of terrorism, and so on. And so Libra had to pivot, and it has been pivoting recently. Does the Fed, instead of private digital currencies, does it want to introduce its own? And if so, in what form? And who would distribute it? Using what technologies? Or does the Fed prefer that it creates the central bank digital currency, which is government tender, like paper money, but the Fed does not distribute it or provide the technology for payments, that it would leave that up to the private sector? These are all options available to the Fed. The Fed is being extremely cautious in any policy statements about introducing a central bank digital currency, and it's appropriately concerned that if it just opened up the Fed to every user in the country, then the Fed itself could be responsible for doing all of that anti-money laundering, checking the legality of transactions for other purposes, doing checks on tax evasions, monitoring individual transactions for illegal purposes in a way that would overwhelm both the ability and also the potentially the legal policy mandate, legal and policy mandates of the Fed. And the Fed doesn't really want to get stuck with all of those responsibilities, unless it turns out to be, after considering all the trade-offs, the best way.
That's awesome. And if we want to find out more about the sort of research that you have done in this area and just, you know, wider discussions in terms of this particular kind of financial innovation, where would you recommend us to go and look out for this information?
Well, I post all of my own work on this on my personal webpage at Stanford. So you can check there. Mm-hmm. If you're really want to get into it, I would start with the research paper that was published in January of this year by Ulrich Bindseil, that's Bindseil, at the European Central Bank. He's the point person at the ECB on digital payments and central bank digital currencies to the extent that the ECB wants to go in that direction. And they're doing some of the most advanced work of the larger developed market economies. I'm working on assisting the G30 with a report that it will write for central bank policymakers that will hopefully be coming out in the next month or two that will provide the views of a broad set of leading former leading central bankers on what they think central banks should do. And if you ask me again in a few weeks, I may be able to give you some more particulars about where to find that and who are the people behind that project. It's a very exciting overview of, and I think it'll be the best available overview of how central banks are thinking about this and how they might want to consider thinking about this in the future. Mm-hmm.